All right, there we are. Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. A message coming from the excommunicated tonight. All right, let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Jersey Dude is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Mike Griffith is on. Johnny F62 is on. Lady Boo is on. TJT1 is on. Richard Perry is on. Man 26 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Graffiti Bug is on. Alpha Acres is on. Hands Like Donovan is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. K4 VMS is on. Boston Way is on. Robin Aroni is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Judy Anita is on. Let me see here. Gloyd Shaw is on. Jim Brody is on. Ian Mark is on. Blade Runner is on. General Plowman is on. Let me see here. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Snag Dog is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Those Jesus People is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Let me see here. Texas Billy is on. Granite 2468 is on. Let me see. Peg McGroin is on. Scrolling down. Charlie 340 is on. Bird Nerd is on. Agravane is on. DK Jackson is on. Let me see here. Volvo 960 is on. LEG is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Michelle Tall is on. Let me see. I hit the bottom. There we go. All right. Good to see everybody. Now, we've been, I've been broken up with. Now, what do you do when you are, that's what happens. Yeah. Sometimes in life, you get broken up with. You know, that's how it is. So when you get broken up with, you have to act appropriately during the breakup. I'd say right now we are in the breakup phase. Right now we've been broken up. Or you could say excommunicated from MAGA. So what do you do? How do you behave appropriately when you are being broken up with? Okay, now it's how you behave while you're being broken up with and how do you behave after you're being broken up with. Now, I am going to demonstrate that tonight. I'm going to show everybody how to do that because I've been broken up with. Now, I'll just give you an example. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about all the positive Trump stuff first. It's as if I was watching my kids for my ex-wife. So what I do is you talk up your ex-wife. You don't talk down your ex-wife. You see, you behave appropriately if your wife dumped you. You see, that's what you do. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk about all the positive Trump stuff first. And then I'm going to get into the negative. So let me just say I'm going to handle the whole breakup thing. So because now I am a former supporter. According to the president's own statement, Aaron's a former supporter. Joe's here tonight. He's a former supporter. Yep. And I'm a former supporter because I want to know what happened to Epstein. I want to know how he was killed. I want the rape victims. I want the rape victims to receive justice. I want the perpetrators exposed. Now, Trump has called it a hoax. But yet, Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for the rest of her life. So I'm just concerned. I'm just wondering, how exactly is it a hoax when you have raped kids and the person who trafficked the people to rape them in prison? I'm wondering how exactly that is, quote unquote, the Epstein hoax. Now, I mean, and again, see, it's way different than all the other hoaxes that he's talking about, which were very much made up by Democrats to hurt Donald Trump. This hoax was not made up to hurt Donald Trump because Donald Trump, A, didn't diddle any kids. B, Biden would have brought it out. But there must be some sort of leverage over Donald Trump to behave in such an asinine fashion. Because you know, all you needed to do with Epstein was never talk about it. And then you would have had people like me occasionally complain, why is this not being taken care of? Why is nobody talking about it? But he actually sent his surrogates out to tell us that Epstein committed suicide because he read the file. Now, is that the hoax too? If it's the Epstein hoax, then everything Battelle and Bongino said during that interview with when they had deer in the headlights, were deer in the headlight looks on, expressions on their face, and were noticeably lying, were they then espousing the hoax? And how could it be a hoax when you actually have victims? How is it a hoax when there was, in fact, an island? How exactly is it a hoax when there is, in fact, it may not be a client list. Allegedly, there's no client list. Although the black book from Ghislaine Maxwell was evidence in the trial and is actually on sale right now. You can buy it. But there is a flight log, Aaron. flight log out yet?
Nope.
Okay, just checking.
Nope.
All right, so because we're, what, 180 days into the Trump administration, still no flight log. But anyway, so there is a flight log. So people did fly on his plane. We know that RFK Jr. flew on his plane 6-7 times. Is that part of the hoax, too? We know Trump flew on his plane 6-7 times. Maybe I think RFK was just twice. And Trump, I think, was 6 or 7 times. Is that part of the hoax? Was it a hoax? His first, the first time that he was tried and convicted for soliciting underage prostitution? Was that a hoax? I mean, again, he looks like a buffoon. And I hate to say that about him, but he looks like a buffoon with all of this and calling it a hoax. He could say what he simply should say is, if it's in fact true, don't lie. But if it's in fact true that all the files are gone, then simply tell us all the files are gone and it's over. It's got nothing to do with us avoiding all the positive things that he's doing. His FBI director and deputy director, all his FBI director basically campaigned to be the FBI director or the attorney general based on Epstein. We can, you want an hour's worth of videos?
Yeah.
I'll show you an hour's worth of videos of Cash Patel. And Bongino on his podcast talked about it all the time. People are like, I'm done talking about it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. You can act like, you can put your head in the sand and pretend like it's going away. It's not going away. Trump made the biggest political mistake of his life. Can he recover from this? Not unless he changes course. I mean, he just denounced all of his supporters. I know that some of you might be watching, you don't care about Epstein, whatever. But the problem is, it's not just a criminal who's dead. There's victims out there that have never received justice. There's perpetrators that have never received justice. And suddenly nobody cares. And you look at the person who was side by side with Cenk Uygur on I think it was News Nation they were both on. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was on, I don't know. But anyway, they're on News Nation. And she suddenly calls it a hoax. She's never called it a hoax before. You know what you are then? A political whore. You're a political whore. And it's weird, too, because she is Israeli. And it's just awfully, awfully weird that Ghislaine Maxwell's Israeli. Her dad was Israeli Mossad, and I believe that Epstein was actually working for Ghislaine Maxwell. Because right when Ghislaine Maxwell's dad fell overboard on his yacht, and Epstein came in and took his place. And then all the other connections, I believe that, again, it's Israeli leverage over Donald Trump. But it might not be. And I don't believe Donald Trump has touched a teenage girl. They may be saying something along the lines of, if you expose this, we'll expose a rotten business deal that you were involved in or something. All right, so here's the good stuff on Trump first before we get to anything Epstein. And it's a thick packet because Donald Trump does a lot of good stuff. So again, I've been broken up with. So I've been told I'm no longer a supporter of Donald Trump. Now, what does that mean for me? That simply means some things like this. When I go to Las Vegas, I won't be staying at the Trump Hotel. I'm out. I won't be going to the Trump store and buying this stuff. I'm out. You won't be seeing me wearing Donald Trump stuff anymore. I'm out. Okay, now, if Donald Trump somehow runs in 2028 and if Donald Trump ran against Ron DeSantis right now, I'd vote for Ron DeSantis. See what I'm saying? Because Donald Trump has told me I'm no longer a supporter.
Yep.
So unless Ron DeSantis decided to be a buffoon, decided to go off his rocker like Trump has. It would depend on the platform, but I mean, if their platforms were ostensibly the same, then I'm voting for Ron DeSantis because I'm no longer a Trump supporter. I was told that by Laura Loomer a month ago, so I guess I should be used to it by now. But anyway, it means I'm not going to go to the Trump store and wear biased gear. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I'm not going to stand on a corner for him anymore. Certainly wouldn't go on a rally for him anymore. I've done all of these things, but I'm going to accurately report on the things that Trump does, because Trump is still way better than Kamala Harris. So you accurately report on those things. Even though our debts and deficits are exactly the same as Joe Biden, there are things that Trump is in fact doing that are far better than Biden ever did, than Kamala ever did. And I mean by a lot, the border alone makes Trump worth it for sure. All right, so let's go to this oversight committee. I have to show you this because this is hysterically funny. And guys, we're actually going to run the first two videos right in a row. So the first video is an oversight committee video. The second video is right off of YouTube. So we're going to run the first two right together. Oh, oversight committee video. Here is Jill Biden's work husband. His name is Anthony Burnell. This is her work husband. And he was known really for all, because we know that Jill Biden, along with other like Jeff Zients, they were actually the presidents of the United States, as we found out. You know, the only pardon that they can definitively determine that Joe Biden signed himself was the one for Hunter. Then the other 4,000, he signed 4,000 in like his last day. auto pen. But anyway, so this guy here, he's testifying. This is Joe. Everybody's terrified of him in the White House. For all intents and purposes, he ran the Biden administration. This guy was a president of the United States along with Zients and Joe Biden. And he was known as Joe Biden's work husband. Well, here he is before the Congressional Oversight Committee, simply asked questions about the fitness of Joe Biden. And here's how he responded. Play it for me.
Mr. Bernal, did you ever advise President Joe Biden to pardon his son, Hunter Biden?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Thank you. We're going to go off the record real quick. Okay, we'll go back on the record. Mr. Bernal, was President Joe Biden fit to exercise the duties of the president?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Bernal has invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Mr. Bernal, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Mr. Bernal, did any unelected official or family member of President Joe Biden execute the duties of the presidency?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Bernal has invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Mr. Bernal, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Mr. Bernal, did President Joe Biden ever instruct you to lie regarding his health at any time, including but not limited in your testimony to Congress today?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Bernal has invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Mr. Bernal, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Mr. Bernal, is it your intention to decline to answer all questions put to you today by the committee on the basis of the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination?
I can represent that is his intention.
Sir, is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years?
I plead the Fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the Fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
There! I said there are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the Fifth. I plead the Fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anything you say, Fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. I have a secret document that I think you need to say.
You all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month, but...
Oh!
All right, so there you go. And because there's nothing to hide, of course. And what's funny is Anthony Bernal wouldn't even answer the question about the Fifth. Is your intent to plead the Fifth because you are solely because you are, you know, afraid of incriminating yourself? He won't even answer that question. So again, I'm just going by the Democratic Party playbook. Democratic Party rules are, if you have nothing to hide, then why would you plead the Fifth? If you have nothing to hide, then why are you worried about an investigation? And of course, nobody is above the law, man. That White House, and I think we're going to need a little bit more, but Probably need a whistleblower. I don't know the tech aspects behind an auto pen or anything else about proving who used the auto pen, who approved it. We've already showed you the emails of Zients approving himself approving a mess of auto pen signatures. So, you know, and again, where does it cross into criminality and things like that? Who knows? But and sadly, Trump's not showing a lot of interest in dealing with criminality in the past. He should. He should, because guess what's going to happen? Right now, we are heading towards a landslide victory for the Democrats at the midterms.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump has declared war against all of his supporters. And, well, I mean, the war's over. War's over. I'm broken up with. I'm the ex. So, I mean, I'm voting for the midterms. But, I mean, I'm an exceptional voter. I always vote, but a lot of people don't. So, anyway, Trump should make sure that he goes and prosecutes Democrats, because they certainly are going to prosecute him. And if you prosecute them, maybe they will learn their lesson and not prosecute us. Let's go to the next one. Mario Nafal video. China drops 14, all the positive Trump stuff. China drops $14 billion on U.S. homes. Congress freaks out. Play for me.
A severe housing crisis. So what gives? Grady Trimble from Fox Business is on Capitol Hill with more. Hi, Grady.
Dana, good morning to you. The National Association of Realtors says Chinese buyers spent just about $14 billion on U.S. houses and real estate from April of last year through March of this year. So here are the numbers. That's a small fraction of total purchases during that time, but it's an 82.6% increase from the prior year. Most buyers, they say, are using cash, and those buyers report that the purchases are for personal use. Here's why Senator Rick Scott says that's still a big problem.
Every Chinese citizen is responsible by law to spy on Americans. Okay, so why are we allowing them in our country and buying our land? We create more opportunities for Americans to buy homes. That's what we should be doing. We should be doing everything we can up here to help Americans afford a home, get a great education for their kids, get a job, and keep them safe.
And if this feels familiar, it's because it's akin to something else we've talked about a lot. That is Chinese entities that are buying farmland in the United States. That's something that the Trump administration is trying to tackle, and something that former Senator Joe Manchin talked about when he returned to the Hill this week. He said that United States entities should reciprocate in China by buying up their land. A bipartisan group of lawmakers also recently introduced a bill, Dana, that would increase oversight on foreign ownership of U.S. farmland.
You might be saying, I thought you said positive stuff. Well, Donald Trump's actually dealing with this. So this was Kamala Harris. They would just continue to buy at exponential rates. And they just did, by the way. They spent $14 billion on U.S. homes, which is an 80 to 85% increase than what China usually does. But the Trump administration is actually addressing it. People are actually looking into it. And Trump will probably bring this to an end. It's the great side of Donald Trump. This stuff here, I don't know what's going on with Epstein. I have no idea what the problem is. Huge misstep. But here, see, this is the great stuff, the great parts of the Trump administration, because this is being dealt with. During the Biden administration, China was flying balloons over our nuclear sites for 8 days. I mean, he let them cross the entire continental United States of America and finally shot them down over the Atlantic. But they were actually live transmitting right back to Beijing. So, I mean, so Trump, that would never happen under Trump. Never. That would never happen under him. So, I mean, again, this is not good. And of course, all of the farm buying, all the land buying, the two most prominent private land owners in America, number one is Bill Gates, number two is the CCP. And it must be stopped. There ain't much we can do about Bill Gates because he is a United States citizen. You certainly can do something, but again, two very different subjects because of the citizenship of Bill Gates. But you can automatically stop China from buying anything. They've been buying huge farmland next to military bases. And now with the advent and use of drone strikes, that can never be allowed. And you cannot allow your number one geopolitical threat around the globe, which is certainly not Iran. You cannot allow them to buy $14 billion worth of homes in your own country, an 80 to 85% increase over what they usually do. And what they usually should do should be nothing. So it should be an 85% increase on nothing, and zero plus zero, zero times zero is zero. That's what should be going on right now. But I believe that Trump will actually adequately deal with this. I honestly do. I think he'll actually take care of it. All right, let's go to the next one. From the Gateway Pundit, Laura Ingraham obtains criminal referral on Adam Schiff, so it has actually been written. And then here, again, another giant positive for the Trump administration, actually writing a criminal referral on Adam Schiff, because the evidence against him is lock, stock, and barrel. I'll read it to you. Shocking allegations of mortgage fraud, falsified bank records revealed. So from the Gateway Pundit, this is the article. On Tuesday night's episode of the Ingraham Angle, Laura revealed that she had exclusively obtained a criminal referral from none other than Democrat Senator Adam Schiff, and the allegations are explosive. I can't believe the man was elected a senator. I mean, what Californians? Oh, my word. The criminal, that's statewide. How do you vote up for that guy? Oh, my word. Against Steve Garvey who's running against him. The criminal referral reportedly submitted to the U.S. Department of Justice by Housing Director Bill Pulte accuses Schiff of falsifying bank documents and property records over a period of 16 years in order to score more favorable mortgage terms. The fraudulent activity allegedly spanned from 2003 to 2019 and sent, that's the time it took him to pay off these properties, and centers on a lavish Potomac, Maryland home, that's his Washington, D.C. home, while Schiff simultaneously maintained a questionable condo in Burbank, California. The referral submitted to the DOJ by Housing Director Bill Pulte alleges that Schiff has, in multiple instances, falsified bank documents and property records to acquire more favorable loan terms. And by the way, this is undeniable. This is irrefutable. It's on the documents. The man was claiming that his primary residence was Maryland while simultaneously claiming that his primary residence was in Burbank, California. So you can pick one of the two. And by the way, you have to go with the Maryland one, but just for discussion's sake, you can pick one of the two because you can't have two primary residences. The reason why you can't have two primary residences is A, just logic, you can't. But second of all, because if you're going to own more than one home, you cannot get a favorable mortgage rate on a second home. You only get the favorable, like here in Florida, like your homestead exemption. You only get that once. You can only have one primary home that gives you a more beneficial rate for your mortgage. You can't have two, obviously. Otherwise, what's the point? So it's on paper right now. It's irrefutable. It's undeniable. Schiff came on. I should have played that. I forgot to send it into the podcast. Schiff came on, and he's put out a response. Let's just stay on this, guys. I'm not done reading the article. Schiff came out and gave the response, and he said, Donald Trump is going after me for owning two homes. That's what he says over and over again in his little, like, three-minute speech. Nobody's going after you for owning two homes. We're going after you for fraudulently filling out paperwork, which is a felony every time you do it. It's got nothing to do with you owning two homes. Typical Democratic Party deflection. Deflecting into what is innocent. Nobody's accusing you of doing something innocent. Everybody is accusing you of doing what is absolutely against the law. Numerous times over years he's done it. Every time he signed a fraudulent mortgage document or falsified his bank records, that's a felonious crime. Period. And if you're going to throw stones, hearkening back to Jesus, you know, you ought not to be living in a glass house. He who has not sinned, let him throw the first stone. If there is nothing covered, that will not be revealed and hidden, that will not be known. And again, Matthew 10:26. And it's like, you know, it's like I said last night, there's wicked people and there's sinners. He is wicked. He's not just somebody, you know what, I'm going to go home and get drunk. No, I mean, and both are going to hell. But the thing is, I'm saying, according to scripture, but wicked people draw the attention of a vengeful God. Wicked people are trying to destroy other people. I mean, Adam Schiff has put decades into destroying other people. Not just going home and maybe he's gay behind the scenes or whatever and conducting his own sin. No, he's going to try to destroy people. He lies and he perjures himself. You know, he submits false records into Congress. Remember of his Ukraine call that was absolutely a lie and submits it into the congressional record. Remember he just made it up. He made up a script of Trump's phone call with Zelensky and then submitted it into Congress as public record. This is a bold-faced, disgusting, repulsive liar. Is that it, Aaron?
Yeah.
You're the man. Play it for me.
So the president today is accusing me of fraud, and the basis of his accusation is that I own a home in Maryland and I own a home in California. Big surprise. Members of Congress, almost all of them own more than one home or rent more than one home because we're required to be on both coasts. So he is using my ownership of two homes to make a false claim of mortgage fraud. But what really is going on here is this is Donald Trump trying to bring about political...
He deflects to being accused of something that's not a crime. He says Donald Trump is accusing me of fraud. He doesn't say mortgage fraud, notice that. He said fraud because I own two homes. Just like everybody else does, but not everybody, first of all, not everybody owns two homes in D.C., but let's just pretend they all do. Just like everybody else owns two homes, well, you know, nobody finds any fault or criminality in you owning two homes, pencil neck. Nobody actually finds any fault with that. What you're being accused of is how you own the two homes. Because you've claimed on both mortgage documents that they're your primary residence. You have to claim that. By the way, nobody can claim in D.C. or unless you are the senator or congressman or woman out of Maryland, can you claim that to be your primary residence? Otherwise, you wouldn't qualify to be in Washington, D.C. because your primary residence has to be in the state that you live in. And if you're a congressman or woman, in the district in the state that you represent.
Yep.
Otherwise, you don't qualify to even be in Congress. This is irrefutable. The man is a mortgage fraud criminal, bank fraud criminal. So here, more on this. Alleges a shift has in multiple instances falsified bank documents and property records to acquire more favorable loan terms impacting payments from 2003 to 2019. For a Potomac, Maryland-based property, Schiff owns a home in California and another in Maryland, said Laura Ingram. Schiff refinanced his Maryland home in 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2013. Who refis their house 3 years in a row, skips a year, and does it again? Who does that? You know why you do that? Because you're getting a more favorable rate every time you claim that it's your primary residence. And again, he wouldn't qualify to even be in Congress if that was his primary residence. Nobody's accusing Adam Schiff of having two homes. That's not a crime. We're accusing you of how you attained the two homes. In 2009, a health ethics investigation claimed that Schiff did this, and Schiff argued it was an error, and he repaid the exempt taxes to the state of Maryland and then did it again in 10, 11, and 13. That's who this guy is. All right, let's go to the next one. So here more, another Donald Trump victory. Zero releases in June. Here's another month of zeros. Great freaking job. Listen, as the cast-off spouse and the former supporter of Donald Trump that he wants me to be, that's what he's called me. I didn't call myself that. That's what Donald Trump has called me, which we're about to get into. Great job. You know, again, I'm going to be the great broken up with girlfriend. Now, I'm still going to talk positive about my ex because I'm going to report honestly about my ex. That's what you do. But this is fantastic. Zero releases in June. Lowest month of illegal alien encounters ever. Ever. Great job, Donald Trump. All right, let's go to the next one. Mario Nofal tweet, another great job by Trump. He created Doge. Doge axes 103 contracts worth $6.3 billion and $4.8 billion in savings. Doge just torched 103 federal contracts in 48 hours. Total ceiling value $6.3 billion. Claim savings $4.8 billion. Among them, 33K USDA deal for Guatemalan Youth Conservation Corps Development Consultants. Whew. That's a sentence right there. $33,000 was sent of your tax money to the Guatemalan Youth Conservation Corps Development Consultants. And $1.5 million for EPA contract for support for state and local climate and energy program. Which, of course, means nothing. What that is $1.5 million is given to a Democrat, excuse me, for some sort of nefarious climate program. The person pays themselves $1.49 million to give $100,000 to the Weather Channel. That's what that is, just to let everybody know. Trump, great job again. Let's go to the next one. Another great job by Donald Trump. Backlog, this is from Doug Collins, former, now running the VA. Backlog of veterans waiting for VA benefits under Biden. 264,000 were waiting under Trump already. 30% decrease to 184,000 in only 6 months. Great job, Donald Trump. Man, I am the best ex-girlfriend ever. I am the best ex-girlfriend ever. All right, go to the next one. Election Wizard tweet, breaking, E&I, one of Italian, here's another deal by Donald Trump, already $16 trillion brought into the U.S. economy in foreign and domestic investment by Donald J. Trump. Here's more. E&I, one of Italy's leading energy companies, has signed a 20-year, $15 billion agreement to purchase LNG from the U.S., another major win for U.S. energy dominance. Great job, Donald Trump. Can everybody agree in the chat that I'm the greatest ex-girlfriend ever?
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. It's 9:40 and I haven't even got the Epstein yet. Now 9:41. I haven't even got the Epstein yet, but here it comes. Let's go to the next one. Here it is now. Here's my Dear John letter from the front lines that I received on the front lines. Been through all the Trump elections. Sent money to Trump to get the fraudulent result of the 2020 election overturned. Aaron and I, one podcast after another, kicked off for putting out misinformation, kicked off of social media platforms for putting out misinformation about elections. That just recently happened. We got kicked off of YouTube for the night because we put out misinformation on elections.
Yep.
All of that. Well, I'm the ex now, but I'm still going to treat my former boyfriend good, as a good ex-girlfriend should do. All right, here we go. Radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt against just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier. So all the rapes were the Steele dossier, which is open source fraudulent data. So is that what Trump's saying? Just like the Steele dossier, the lying 51 intelligence agents. So the Democrats made up all of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes because Steele dossier made up by Democrats, 51 intelligence agents made up by Democrats, laptop from hell that it came from Russia, made up by Democrats. So all that Epstein has done were made up by Democrats. So he didn't own an island. Ghislaine Maxwell's not in prison. There is no client list. There is no flight log. There is no rape victims. There was no 2005 prosecution and conviction. Okay. With the Dems swore had come from Russia. No, it came from Hunter's bathroom. And even the Russia, the collusion hoax was, of course, this was already Steele dossier. It was the Russia hoax. A totally fake and made-up story used in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. So the pictures, Aaron, the pictures out at the airport of Virginia Giuffre massaging Bill Clinton, that's a hoax.
That's a hoax.
Okay, just fake. Okay, I got it. Want to make sure. scam itself, totally fake and made-up story in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. The assertion that Epstein is the latest hoax is asinine. It doesn't even make any sort of logical or logistical sense. It makes no sense at all. How in the world can you claim that it's a hoax? I mean, these other things were actually created out of whole cloth. This certainly was not created out of whole cloth. The man did outrun a criminal enterprise for decades. Who and what did what, we don't know. That's why we want it released. And if it doesn't exist anymore, simply tell us that. Because, by the way, you ask a tech expert like Aaron, there is a digital record of who got rid of stuff. It's there. I wonder why they wanted Elon gone. I wonder why it is that Susie Wiles wanted Elon gone.
Weird.
Weird, isn't it? Because Elon could find out who deleted files. That's why. And now Elon's gone and hates Trump. That's weird, isn't it? And weird what Elon asserted about Trump, about him and the Epstein files, isn't it? And I don't believe Donald Trump committed any crimes related to Epstein at all. I don't. I believe he's in the Epstein file, but the Epstein file, there's a million people in the Epstein file. His gardener's in his file. His pool guy is in the file. Okay. Anybody he's ever known is in the file. Let's see, where was that? These scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. It's all they have, which I agree with that, but this is certainly not that. They are no good. But by the way, what Republican was ever claiming that Russia was legit, or the Steele dossier, or the laptop from hell, or impeachment one or impeachment two? Nobody was. But we all have said the Epstein's real, because it certainly is real. Did I say Israel? But anyway, Freudian slip.
Oops.
They are all no good at governing, no good at policy, and no good at picking winning candidates. All true. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Well, you don't stick together when the Republicans acting like an asinine fool.
Yeah.
I can't stick together with that. If a person, I don't stick together with Republicans when they decide to be pro-choice. I'm out. See you later. Simple as that. That's why I never voted for Rudy Giuliani. I liked Rudy Giuliani, but he was pro-choice. I'm out. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. You are the only one calling it that. And your poll numbers, I mean, they couldn't be going down any farther. They are Biden-level poll numbers, right? That was yesterday. They're that bad.
Yeah.
That's before this came out. They were that bad. And my past supporters, there I am. Hello. How are you? Here I am from the outside. I'm happy out here on the outside. I love being in the truth. I don't sycophantically follow human beings.
Yep.
And if you do, you know what? You're heading for misery, my friend, because they're going to cast you aside just like a hooker out of a limousine. And my past supporters, like me, like Tom Lipley, have bought into this bull, hook, line, and sinker. Okay. So of the 250 people, so the 250 victims that Pam Bondi named is all part of a Democratic Party hoax, Aaron.
Yep.
Okay, is that how it works? She said there's 250, because she even corrected herself. She said, it's 250 victims we have to make sure are redacted from the record. She said 200 first. She goes, actually, it's more like 250. So that's all part of the Democratic Party hoax?
Yep.
And all of the women that testified at the Ghislaine Maxwell hearing, the trial, correction, are all hoaxers? I mean, the idiocy of this statement, calling it a hoax, is absolutely beyond understanding. It's beyond comprehension. So I'm assuming that he's going to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, right? Would everybody, all of you, if there's anybody watching right now that's saying, you know what, I'm standing with the president, then you must petition him to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, because she's in prison under false circumstances because this was all a Democratic Party hoax.
Yeah.
Of which Ghislaine Maxwell's a Democrat. Epstein's a Democrat. Everybody on his plane, Bill Clinton including, were Democrats. So this Democratic Party hoax to incriminate themselves? I mean, think about it. These other Democratic Party hoaxes were all to incriminate Donald Trump or other Republicans. So Democrats make up a Democratic Party Epstein hoax to incriminate themselves? No, it's exactly the opposite. And you espousing it, you're the one buying hook, line, and sinker into the Democratic Party hoax. The Democratic Party hoax is what Trump is doing. Calling it a hoax is the Democratic Party hoax. They haven't learned their lesson and probably never will. That's people like me. Even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 years. Oh yeah, I've been conned. I wasn't the one who came up with operate boy. You know what? I got to be careful not to cuss. Because I'll tell you what, I don't cuss. I never do cuss, just so you know. But this is, I mean, I'll tell you what. I was conned by the lunatic left when you came up with Operation Warp Speed. You wore a mask. You took Remdesivir. You pimped and whored for the pharma companies, Donald J. Trump. You did those things. I didn't do those things. You, by the way, the reason why you didn't win in 2020 wasn't because of mass election fraud. The election fraud only came because of your COVID policies that exempted people from going and voting in person because of the existential threat of a 99.9997% survival virus. You're the fool. You're the one who came up with Operation Warp Speed. You're the one who's twice vaccinated, not me. So please don't be telling me that I am being conned by the lunatic left. Who was advising you? Let me give you the list. Francis Collins, Anthony Fauci, let's see, Deborah Birx, Scott Gottlieb. Mike Pence, and I'm being conned by the lunatic left. No, that would be you, Donald Trump. That would be you being conned by the lunatic left. You are so ridiculous that you are actually going out and erasing your support, and I'm being conned? Imagine being dumb enough to call someone like Owen Schroyer your former past supporter, someone who went to prison for you. Past supporter. Okay, good idea. Anybody, you need to watch this. Owen Schroyer put out an excellent 7-minute video. I have had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history. I would agree, except for the debt. And all these people want to talk. See how, Aaron, you saw what a good ex-girlfriend.
Very good.
There I am. Yep. Went on a rampage, but then stuck to the truth.
Yep.
See, you're only a fool if you are now going to do what you're told by Donald Trump. You see, if you have this mindset that if you speak anything against Donald Trump, then you're denigrating all the positive against Donald Trump. You're a simplistic, simple-minded fool. You're a simple-minded fool. You are neocon MAGA moron. That's who you are. That's what you are. If you can't disseminate between good and bad with a person, I don't even know how you ever have a relationship. I don't know how you'll stay married for more than 10 minutes. Because you're certainly going to have to live with the bad. I have had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in the country's history. And all these people want to talk about with strong prodding by the fake news. Okay, so fake news is Alex Jones. Fake news is Steve Bannon, who got him elected in 2016. Fake news is the Hodge twins. Fake news is me now. Fake news, I mean, I could go on and on and on. Fake news, anybody you could possibly name. Because the only people that have reversed are cuck boys like Charlie Kirk. He's just bent over. I mean, Charlie Kirk is bent over. He didn't just grab his ankles. He is a foot under the foot grabber to make sure there's maximum spreadage for Donald Trump to come up and he's a receiver for the night. Prodding by the fake news and success starved Democrats is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Hoax, okay. No rape victims then. Ghislaine Maxwell, I'm expecting to be pardoned tomorrow. Let these weaklings, that's me, continue forward and do the Democratic work. Yeah, all the Democratic work that I've done, like Operation Warp Speed. Oh, no, that was you. Don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success, which I always did and always have, because I don't want their support anymore. Okay, there you go. There you go. I wanted to make sure that everybody saw it. Because it's not me pouting. I'm the jilted lover. I'm out. I'm the ex-wife. I'm even giving Trump the male position for everybody. There you go. I'm the ex-girlfriend. I'm out. He says right there, I don't want your support anymore. There you go, Donald. You got it. My support is gone. I don't support you anymore. I will talk about the positive things you do. I will give you the credit where credit is. As I did for the first 40 minutes of the show tonight, I gave you all the credit for all of your great accomplishments, which, by the way, they are great. And cumulatively speaking, you have been a great president. And cumulatively speaking, you probably will continue to be. But you know what? Sometimes there's something that I call a deadly trait. Now, you'll have a person, they're good looking. They're well-spoken. They smell good. Everything about them is good. They are a great conversationalist. But every time you see them, there's a giant green booger hanging out of their nose. Okay, there's no coming back from that unless they pick the booger and get it out. It's the only thing you're going to think about. You're going to think about how good-looking they are, how well-spoken they are, how good they smell, whatever. All you're going to be staring at is what? The giant green thing hanging out, the green meal hanging out of the right nostril. That's all. That's what Donald Trump has done right now. Here's a great summation. Go to the next one for me, guys. Alex Jones video. Great summation from Alex Jones. Play it for me.
You know what, Trump? I'm glad the Democrats aren't in, and I like a lot of the success you're having, and we're all having together. And your statements about, you know, you people that bring this up don't even deserve to be involved in this movement. You are excommunicata. You are henceforth ex cathedra from the mouth of the God King. You are expelled from the church of the holy golden toad, Donald John Trump. Well, I was never in the church of the holy golden toad. I do like you being a maverick, standing up for the country. We have the same enemies. I respect your stamina and courage. Been a big cheerleader when I agree with what you're doing. But if I'm being excommunicated, let me be clear, I was never in your church to be excommunicated. So you can't excommunicate me because I was never in your church. I was never in a cult. And I never said MAGA was a cult. I said a lot of people want it to be a cult. You know, there are Dallas Cowboy fans that are in a cult and literally commit suicide if they lose, you know, the playoffs. The Dallas Cowboys isn't a cult, but there are people that have made a cult out of it. So, you know, being a dog owner doesn't mean you're in a dog worship cult, but the Zoroastrians do worship dogs. So, you see what I mean? But now, Trump, if this continues down this line, if he starts saying, I'll excommunicate people, well, you're not allowed, unless it's a cult, to say to people, you either agree with everything I do and don't question things, or you're not in our club, I don't want you. Well, that kind of sounds like a thoroughbred cult to me. And if I keep hearing more talk like that, it's basically where I'm already at. And I already said this. I'm going to give Trump report cards. It's basically what I already do, but we're officially going to start doing it on basic issues. I'm going to get the head of the John Birch Society on, who actually puts out report cards, or the experts on it, the really good report cards. And we'll just start doing a monthly report card on Trump and say, okay, in our view, he did good here, he did good there. You can look at the report card. You can look at where he did bad, and that's it. And so I'm not going to be emotionally invested in this because I've never been a joiner. I pride myself in that I'm the captain of my ship, and people support what I do or believe what, you know, a lot of what I'm doing is right, then you support us. But when somebody starts saying, don't question things or you can't be in our club, yeah, that's a cult.
So there you go. And that's basically where I stand, where I already, you know, already talked about it before. There's not a whole lot to comment on that. But the thing is, you know, I'm out. That's it. I'm done. I tried not to be done. But the thing is, it's got nothing to do. I'm still going to always talk about the positives of Trump. But he simply said he doesn't want me to follow him anymore. He doesn't want my support. You got it, bud. You got it. You will not get my support. I'm getting rid of all my Trump stuff, which is good because I don't wear it anyway. So might as well just get rid of it. My MAGA hat, my 45, 47 hat. All those things are out. That's the end of it. That's fine. And I'm still going to talk about the greatness of Trump because he does great things, but he doesn't want my support. And what he just did right there was flush away the midterms, and now he's going to be impeached. That's the simple. He's going to be impeached. He'll never be found guilty, but he'll be impeached. And basically the second part of his second term is going to be much more difficult because Hakeem will now be the Speaker of the House because he's pissing away, Donald Trump is pissing away his support. It's as simple as that. I mean, it really is. And it's a sad day all over this. And there must be such a big deal because in order for him to throw away his supporters, simply say, do not follow me anymore. That's what he said. Do not support me any longer. Call me a former supporter or whatever it was, past supporter, and do not follow him anymore. That is a whole lot of people. I mean, if you walk in the circles that I walk in, that's 90% of the people I know that he said, don't be a supporter of mine anymore. Because, you know, a lot of us actually do care about 13 and 14 year olds getting raped by Jeffrey Epstein clients. That actually happened. That's not a Democratic Party hoax. I mean, imagine the absolute ridiculousness of that statement. I mean, it's already on the record. It's already been confessed to. He was being tried for it again. How is that a Democratic Party hoax when everybody involved is a Democrat? And you have Maureen Comey, who's in charge of his prosecution. I mean, everything Epstein is, she's in charge of it. So how is it a Democratic Party hoax? All right, let's go to the next one. Colin Rugg video. Benny Johnson says the way Trump administration. Here's another one. Oh, Benny. Benny won't do it. And Benny walks a fine line. He never comes out. He's not like me. He doesn't, you know, say it the way that I say it. But Benny's another one because Donald Trump no longer wants your support. He simply said it. Do not support me any longer. And you are now a past supporter. You are right out of John Wick, excommunicado. So Colin Rugg video, but it's a Benny Johnson video. New Benny Johnson says the way the Trump administration has handled the Epstein matter is abysmal. Play it for me.
Donald Trump's like, these people are monsters and they deserve to be called out. And I'm running against one of the families who's totally implicated here, the Clintons. And this is what Trump said at the time.
Bill Clinton.
Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So
Nobody ever heard of Bill Clinton on a predator island before Donald Trump brought it up, or Prince Andrew. And it's commendable because Donald Trump was right. Bill Clinton did go to that island. There's tons of evidence of that, including but not limited to the victim testimony. And, of course, Prince Andrew paying $10 million-plus sums in order to silence victims. I mean, Trump was telling us before anybody knew about this. So when I say that this is a problem of the administration's making, well, I mean, there's an enormous amount of evidence to back that up. We don't run a channel here to, like, talk nonstop about Epstein. It's certainly a topic that we cover along with thousands of other topics. But the DOJ memo that was released last Sunday forced the hands of people who cover the topics of import and note on the internet, because people said, what the hell with this memo? Given the preponderance of clips and evidence, and here's an article where Jeffrey Epstein brags about being a CIA agent. Just one article. It's just one piece of example. And so, like, the point I'm trying to make here is that it's the administration and their handling of this, which is why everyone's talking about it. It didn't have to be handled this way. It's been abysmal.
So Aaron brought up a very valid point here while we were watching this video, that I guess Trump just defamed Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew because it's a Democratic Party hoax, right? Epstein hoax, that's the new term for it, right? So I guess Clinton never went 26 times to the island, right? I mean, he's on the flight log 26 times. He canceled every time he got on the Lolita Express, Jeffrey Epstein's jumbo liner to Epstein Island. He canceled his Secret Service protection, which Dan Bongino used to report on and told us to never drop the Epstein investigation. Never drop the Epstein situation. We've got to get to the bottom, according to Dan Bongino, deputy director of the FBI. He told us, and now, but none of this matters anymore. This has all been extinguished by Donald J. Trump saying it's a hoax. If Donald J. Trump says it's a hoax, it's over, right? That's what the neocon MAGA morons, like the woman that was sitting next to, digitally sitting next to Cenk Uygur in the beginning of the show. That's what she does. She's come out and she said all kinds of great things. But the moment that, what did Alex Jones call him? The Toad Master or whatever, you know, from the cultist temple of Donald Trump. Soon as he says hoax, she has Donald Trump's hand up her anal puppet chute and says all that he wants to say. I will never live like that for any person. But anyway, so I guess, though, that's all now fake. So he better get an attorney because he just defamed Clinton. And I know it's years ago, but it's all on the record. And defamation, I don't know what the statute of limitations are on defamation. But, I mean, he's going to have to now get an attorney because he just defamed. He's going to, or at least come out and apologize to Prince Andrew. I guess Prince Andrew's payments to Virginia Giuffre of millions of dollars and the millions of dollars that he gave, thank you, Aaron, leave that up, and the millions of dollars that Prince Andrew gave to the victims of Epstein and J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
Gave tens of millions of dollars of restitution money to the Epstein's victims. Is that all part of the hoax too? And how could it even be a hoax? A hoax would have a purpose behind it. If it was a hoax, then why would Jeffrey Epstein hoax himself into prison for the rest of his life? Right. That would be like me coming out and creating a crime that I didn't exist, that I didn't commit. I just started a rumor at Foundation Church. Have you heard that I robbed the bank on Sunday? Did you hear I robbed the bank? Tom, that's all a hoax. You're like, Tom, that's absolutely nonsensical. I agree, but that's what Trump's espousing. that Jeffrey Epstein created a hoax about himself so that he could spend the rest of his life in prison for diddling kids? Is that, I mean, that's the hoax behind it all? The church that Aaron sent it to me, Alex Jones has named it. If you believe Trump right now, you are part of the Church of the Holy Golden Toad. And you've been, if you're like me, you've been excommunicated from the Church of the Holy Golden Toad. We didn't have to come up with something. I can't steal. It's Alex Jones' stuff. So I was going to say, we need to come up with like a t-shirt. I got my graphic design artist sitting right here. I don't know. We have to maybe come up with our own. I got to come up with something. I got to come up with a shirt that says excommunicated on it. And because I'm embracing it. I'm happy. I'm glad to be out.
We can do that.
You know, I'm glad to be out. I've been excommunicado, right? I mean, excommunicado out of the Church of the Golden Toad. I'm glad I'm out. Because I certainly am not going to espouse lies for anybody. That Jeffrey Epstein accused himself of crimes for 30 years. For what? Because that would be the hoax. J.P. Morgan giving the Epstein victims $100 million. Prince Andrew giving the Epstein victims $10 million. I guess. Well, how is that a hoax? Look at this one. Dr. Simon Gottick video. Here's the answer to my question. Anyone who wants to understand why Trump made that statement. Play it for me.
Mr. President, I know you've urged people to move on, but I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled?
I don't understand it. Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things. The Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say, let them have it.
Aaron, again, it's just coincidence. Back me up. Coincidence, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep, of course.
Okay. Just want to get, always give me the up course, of course. Yeah. Because, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, it's not just me.
No.
So this is just coincidence. You know, Donald Trump is now calling $100 million from J.P. Morgan to the Epstein victims, a hoax. $10 million from Prince Andrew to the Epstein victims, Virginia Giuffre included. That's a hoax. The picture of Virginia Giuffre with Prince Andrew with Ghislaine Maxwell in the background, that's a hoax. Virginia Giuffre massaging Bill Clinton at the airport, that's a hoax. The flight log with Bill, where Bill Clinton flew on the Lolita Express 26 times, defying and turning down his Secret Service protection. That's all a hoax. The 250 victims that Pam Bondi herself said existed, they're all liars. Okay, they never raped. Jeff Epstein's prior conviction for solicitation of underage prostitution, that's a hoax. I just want to make sure I got all of this down. All right, all of that. I mean, on all of the other things where he took Ghislaine Maxwell's father's place after he mysteriously drowned off of his yacht, and all of that, mysteriously became a multimillionaire. How Bill Barr's dad recruited him to be a teacher when he didn't qualify to be a teacher. Then he went to Bear Stearns, all under Israeli rule, all of these things. He went to Bear Stearns and got kicked out of that for criminal violations of financial law. But then that was all ignored. And then he starts a business out of his own home. All right, and then ends up becoming a multi billionaire somehow or another. That's all a fraud. And then also our Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, Lutnick and Epstein were direct next door neighbors. Aaron, that's a coincidence.
Yep, of course.
Of course. On Manhattan's Upper East Side for years. And Lutnick, by the way, is one of two Israelis that mysteriously didn't go to work on the day of 9/11. Oh. He had a huge company. Everybody in his company in one of the towers, I don't know if it was north or south, everybody in his company died that day. But he didn't go to work that day, along with others of Jewish descent. Didn't go to work that day. Just like on that day when Timothy McVeigh bombed the The Murrow's, I can't remember the Edward R. Murrow. No, that's not right. That's a whatever. But the building, Aaron will find it for me. In Oklahoma City, the ATF building, the Murrow building, it's got something Murrow in it. But anyway, ATF, all the ATF agents weren't there that day. I mean, it's just weird, isn't it? The kids, they made sure the nursery was full of kids. But not the ATF. The ATF agents all weren't there. Kind of strange, isn't it? How this all works. How Lutwork didn't show up that day. Alfred P. Murrah, federal building. Thank you, brother. Yep. Appreciate it. So there you have. Is now, Lutwick, who didn't show up to his office on 9-11, his next door neighbors with a Mossad agent, Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, how can you prove? Well, Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was Mossad, who mysteriously jumped off and died off of his yacht. And then Epstein mysteriously just comes in and becomes daddy. Epstein owned the townhouse at 90 71st Street, which is the single largest private home in the neighborhood. A massive property often referred to as one of the largest private residences in New York City. Lutnick resided at the adjacent 11 East 71st Street, a Beaux-Arts townhouse he purchased in 1998. The properties physically touched, leading to descriptions of their proximity as too close for comfort. This adjacency only persisted for 20 years.
Oh. Whoa.
During basically all of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trade career. Weird, isn't it? I mean, I know it's all, I mean, it's just all the Israelis, all the, you know, the Mossad connections. And now Lutwick is his commerce secretary. Wouldn't be whispering in his ear to get rid of, to drop the Epstein case, would he? That couldn't be happening, could it? I mean, Donald Trump only received $200 million worth of AIPAC money. So he can't have any Israelis in his ear, right? Telling him to drop the Epstein Mossad case?
Of course not.
Of course not. How dare I even presuppose it? How dare I say, oh, that's right. I can do whatever I want. I'm excommunicado.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want now. I'm excommunicado. I can take communion whenever I want. I have to go to confession. I'm excommunicado. This is great. I'm going to enjoy life. All right, let's go to the next one. Chris Martinson video. If Epstein wasn't running a blackmail ring, then Cash Patel and Pam Bondi need to account for why Leon Black, one of the founders of Apollo Global Management, paid out $170 million to Epstein after a probe found evidence it was for funding Epstein's trafficking network. Play it for me.
This is what the FBI, DOJ, they absolutely, you know, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi, they just have to account for this, right? Because this is the simplest thing. If he's not running a blackmail ring, then how do we account for this? Do you remember this? I remember this because I'm older than like 8 minutes and I can remember these sorts of things. Leon Black is one of the principal founders of something called Apollo Global Management. It's a big ass private equity firm, right? And they have $5+ billion under management, right? And it turns out that Leon, for what some reason, not blackmail, paid Epstein substantial sums for financial advisory services, particularly tax and estate planning. So if you ever hired a tax and estate planning a person, Evie, how much would you pay them to like really help you with your tax and planning?
I don't know, maybe a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, let's say $1 million, right?
That'd be on the high end, I imagine.
So look at the payments there. Look at that first bullet point.
Black paid Epstein $170 million between 2012 and 2017. $12 million more than previously reported by Apollo's internal review.
So this is Apollo is a big financial firm. All they deal with is money. And they said, we had no idea he sent that much money to Epstein. We'll look into it. So they look into it in their own internal review, missed $12 million of the $170.
Like, what a joke.
It's such a joke.
What a joke. The funds were allegedly for tax and estate planning.
Yeah.
But Wyden's probe found evidence they were used to fund Epstein's operations, potentially including his trafficking network.
Potentially? Definitely including his trafficking network. Okay.
And last, a major U.S. bank delayed reporting these transactions to the Treasury Department for 7 years, raising concerns about possible violations of anti-money laundering laws.
I'm not saying it's not there. Who are you going to get to get that?
For instance, who is currently holding, this is way off the topic, but who has Jeffrey Epstein's...
Black book?
Black book.
FBI.
But who That is, that I mean, there's...
Oh, that's under direct control of the director of the FBI. Just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting, yes, of the Catholic schools. Yeah. We still haven't seen that, right? It's not the Nashville police or PD saying, we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said, this is not getting out. Because they do that because they, this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for right, local programs. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this. And you're not getting your, and that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game.
You know, it's the same thing with Epstein's list. It's like, what the hell are these Republicans doing?
Oh, I saw you
give out the list.
I saw you make news this morning about that. I got to get to that.
Yeah.
You say that the FBI has Epstein's list. They're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. That seems like an evil thing to do, regardless of who may be embarrassed in the release of that list. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list. You don't think that Bill Gates is lobbying Congress night and day to prevent the disclosure of that list? And why is it that the Senate, you know, and good for Senator Blackburn to try to get it out, but then Dick mm-hmm. Durbin comes over the top and says, no, we're not going to release the names. I don't care about the list itself, but if release the names, right? What the hell are the House Republicans doing? Mm-hmm. They have the majority. You can't get the list. You're going to accept Dick Durbin's word or whoever that guy is as to who is on that list and who isn't, and that it can and can't be released. Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are. We have an election coming up, and we need to adjudicate this matter at the polls. God knows the FBI and DOJ aren't going to do anything, but how are you going to reward the FBI with a new headquarters building after their illegal surveillance on Donald Trump continues with a reauthorization of FISA, and we can't even get basic documents out? This is why America hates Congress, and this is why I'm tired of the Republican majority saying they're going to get the job done and failing.
There you go. But I guess all of what Cash Patel said is a hoax, right? And I guess this is all a hoax from the previous video. If you guys could side by side that for me, from Chris Martinson. If you can't read this, just blow it up when you can. I'm going to read it to you anyway. So you have Leon Black, Apollo Global Management. Leon Black, co-founder and former CEO of Apollo Global Management, paid Epstein substantial sums. But I guess it's all hoax, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Because I guess all of this is a hoax. All right. For financial advisory service, now forever known from the Golden Toad Church, that we are calling this the Epstein hoax. So all of this is a hoax. Okay. So I want to make sure I understand the rules. I mean, I'm excommunicado, so I don't have to worry about the rules. But for those of you that are still part of the Church of the Golden Toad, then just so you know, these are the rules. Because you have to disavow all this. You got to call all this a hoax if you're gonna believe Trump. Somebody in the chat says someday I'm going to understand, I guess, what the 4D chess is. Okay, right. But anyway, I guess, you know, well, never mind. All right, I was going to say eventually, just like I heard that, you know, the laser fight in Germany over the 2020 election, and Trump was going to be installed any minute, and Hillary's on her way to prison, and Guantanamo, and all those things. Okay, right. Paid Epstein substantial sums for financial advisory services, particularly tax and estate planning, after Epstein's 2008 conviction. Still, how many people do you know that are tried and convicted of a sex crime and still have a place inside of the upper echelon of the financial system? Senator Ron Wyden's Finance Committee investigation revealed Leon Black paid Epstein $170 million between $170 million for consultancy fees. This sounds like a Biden deal. Between 2012 and 2017. $12 million more than previously reported by Apollo's internal review. And it doesn't even matter. Yes, they missed $12 million in their review, but you're paying $170 million for consultancy fees? You invest $170 million. You don't give somebody, oh, where should I invest this? And the person tells you, you don't give that person $170 million. These payments were made despite Epstein's status as a registered sex offender. Weird. It's almost as if you'd have to be Mossad or CIA to get that sort of special treatment, which he was. The funds were allegedly for tax and estate planning, but Wyden's probe found evidence they were used to fund Epstein's operations. But Aaron and Joe and everybody watching, it's all a hoax.
Of course.
And you are no longer a supporter of Donald Trump, and he doesn't want your support. if you espouse otherwise. 1019, that's it. Welcome to the Church of the Excommunicado. Rumble Rants tonight, Gucci Buckeye, $10. Do C Club, $55. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. It's very positive off of all the Epstein stuff. Get a break. Speaking of breaks, I'm going to be in and out of town for the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, so there will not be a podcast. Thursday or Friday, my son's an MMA fighter. I'm going to be in and out of town in reference to that and up and back to Tampa tomorrow and Friday, so I won't be able to do the podcast. Fight's actually on Friday during the podcast, so I won't be able to do it then. But anyway, he'll be fighting at the CFFC. If anybody want to click, same name as mine, Tom Lipley. I think it's the second fight on the main card if you want to watch him. But anyway, that's where I'll be over the next 2 days. Got the weigh-in tomorrow in the afternoon and everything else, so I just won't be able to do it. Back on Monday, though, join us at Foundation Church this Sunday. If you want a church that's like this podcast, join us. Foundation Church this Sunday. Again, stick around for the post game. It's all positive stuff. Love you guys. If I don't see you in church on Sunday, I will see you Monday night at 9 o'clock. God bless you guys.